So I'm joined here today by, in my opinion, the greatest race car driver to ever live, Mr. Mario Andretti. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
It's my pleasure, Trey. Thanks for having me on.
So right off the bat, with everything that's going on in IndyCar right now and the new management from Mr. Roger Penske, how would you rate how he's been doing so far with this 2020 season?
AAA, absolutely. I mean, it's we're so fortunate that he took on the reins of both the IndyCar series in Indianapolis during these difficult times, and we have all the confidence in the world that we'll ride through all this and things and look forward to absolutely bigger and better and more prosperous 2021. To answer your question, we're all thrilled that he's at the helm of both the series and Indy so far. I mean, he's done what no one would have expected. He's even improved so much at Indianapolis in the venue itself, even after knowing that the race was going to be postponed and the question whether it was going to even be held. And he prepared it to make more convenience for the fans and everything, and then there were no fans. But he did it anyway. So, yeah, we're fortunate that Roger Penske's there.
Yeah, you mentioned that he made a lot of improvements to the venue itself. What are some of the things that you've seen that will make it more sort of convenient for the fans when they're able to return next year?
Well, all of the facility aspect, the accessibility to a lot of things, even to the towers, to the paving, a lot of the parking lots. We did a phenomenal job with all the restrooms. You should see that. I mean, the cleanliness, freshening everything, just everything just spelled a big welcome to the fans. The first and foremost desire for him is to make it as comfortable as could be for the fans. And this is just the beginning, by the way. He has some incredible plans, you know, to expand and on the facility itself. And so, again, you know, the first time, I don't know how many he's going to have, 20 huge screens, you know, for the fans to be able to follow every inch of the way on the track, no matter where they sit or where they stand. So, again, all of it. So there's a lot more to look forward to, but he already started.
Yeah, and as someone who's never been to that racetrack, I hope at some point I can go and see some of these new things. I don't know how much in comparison the bathrooms were compared to what they are now, but you mentioned it's a lot more cleaner. So I'm sure that was what a lot of people were looking forward to, was cleaner bathrooms, considering how old the facility was.
Well, it's not even just as clean. It appears that because everything was fresh. And I think, you know, the previous management had everything clean. There's no question about it. But, you know, but it seemed older and a bit worn out, you know. But, you know, the management did well before. I'm not saying that. But he freshened everything. And then, he put in a lot of amenities such as, even the jet dryers for your hands and things like that. More hygienic. Friendly, and again, you know, that all spelled out for anyone that has seen it before, that a big improvement.
Yeah, for sure. So to kind of move on to today's racing and what we see, how do you like some of the cars that we're seeing? I know they're a lot more spec than they were back when you were running, but are you liking what you're seeing in the racing product-wise in IndyCar right now, especially on the ovals?
Yeah, I mean, it's both, I mean, the oval and the road courses. I mean, the thing to look at is that the product itself, not just the cars, the drivers, the teams. I think the cars themselves, to me, are providing, the equipment is providing a lot of tight competition, which puts a lot of the onus on the drivers themselves, because pretty much everyone has about the same thing, if you will. So, and the premium is also a lot. As we could see, races are won or lost in the pits, even, you know, more than ever right now. So it's always been really an absolute team sport, but now I think there's a lot more responsibility on the team aspect as far as how to service the car during the pits. Because I'll repeat, you know, races just even recently have been won in the pits, believe it or not.
Yeah, for sure. What's been your opinion on the new windscreen they have that protects sort of the helmets and everything? I think that was sort of a needed change, and now they've kind of brought that on to the forefront a little bit for this new series.
Well, I don't know. My opinion is that it's got a lot of benefits, but also some potential drawbacks. They have a lot to work on yet. You know, as far as the comfort of the driver, there's they're working more and more on the ventilation and things like that. That so far this season, because of you know, the abbreviation of the season and not having some of the road races during the absolute heat of summer, we don't know just what else is needed. So, yes, you have some added protection, but, you know, I look at every safety aspect to be 100% for safety, not to have any other issues. So, to me, the jury's still out, seemed like, but I'm not in that cockpit, so... that answer should come from some of the active drivers, I suppose. But I'm all for a safer situation. I think it's the health of any series, any discipline, to have the cars as safe as possible. There's always a danger aspect, which is what the attraction is, but is anything humanly we can do to make things safer for the drivers, that's always welcome, absolutely.
So I want to kind of go back to when you were racing. I wanted to ask you, who do you think was your favorite teammate when you were running in F1 or NASCAR or IndyCar? Did you ever have like a favorite teammate that you raced with back then?
Yeah, well, what comes to mind is in Formula One especially, it was Ronnie Peterson, Clay Regazzoni when I was with Ferrari, Jack Eakes, sports cars. I had a lot of good teammates, Bruce McLaren. I was fortunate, you know, to be teamed up with my own son, Michael, my nephew, John, Le Mans. You know, I've been around this rodeo enough to have had a lot of positive experiences, you know, with many teammates, as you said. So it's never just one or two. It's probably a dozen.
Yeah.
I never had any issues.
Yeah, the one that comes to mind for me is obviously Ronnie Peterson. You guys had a great duel for the championship back then in F1. You being the last American driver to win in F1. That was some of the glory days. I wasn't really alive, but you know, just looking back on it, it seemed like you were always you and Ronnie always seemed to have good chemistry back then.
Well, we did on and off the track. That's the beauty of it. I think, you know, off the track, we ourselves and the families, we spent time together. And when we were out on the track, we tried to kill each other, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So to speak. You know, so that was the beauty of it. We never gave an inch to each other, and then we talk and laugh about it. Sometimes we didn't laugh so much.
Yeah. Did you ever have like a favorite track back then on any sort of discipline? Like, like I know you ran a couple of NASCAR races, and as we all know, F1 and IndyCar, but was there ever a track that you really enjoyed going to? Like,
you know, Trey, that's one thing that I've been asked many times, and every track that I won on was my favorite.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
So, quite honestly, that's the only way I could answer that question.
Yeah, that might be every track, because you pretty much won everywhere there was to win. Indy, Daytona, that was something that was, I was kind of surprised when I was younger, like around 8 or 9, when I would read in books that you won the Daytona 500. It just kind of goes to speak to how great you were back then. And that must have been something to switch to NASCAR and win probably one of the biggest races in the world. Do you think that Daytona is kind of up there with Indianapolis and prestige, or do you still think Indianapolis is number one?
Well, they all have their absolute prestige, you know, regarding the discipline that they represent. I mean, Daytona is the crown jewel of NASCAR, no question. And that's the race that every NASCAR driver, every stock car driver would like to win. An IndyCar, you want to win championship, yes, but you also want to win Indy as an IndyCar driver. It's that kind of a thing, you know. If you're in long-distance racing, what do you want to win? You want to win them all, but yeah. You want to win Le Mans.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
That's how it goes in the racing world.
Yeah. So some big news out of IndyCar today. It was announced that Jimmy Johnson will be moving up. How do you see him kind of translating from NASCAR to IndyCar next year?
First of all, that's wonderful news, by the way. And you can see that Jimmy Johnson has a lot to give to the sport yet. And he's looking to satisfy himself in different ways. What he's done in NASCAR is just purely, I don't know if you call it heroic or you know, he's got an enviable record there for sure. And then he's young enough that he wants to expand. And that's beautiful for the sport itself. Everybody wins there. Motor racing wins in general. And for him to come to IndyCar with a top team like Chip Ganassi's team, I guarantee you that he'll be a force to be reckoned with. I think he caught the bug when he was when he did his first real test in a single seater in Bahrain in a Formula One McLaren. Couple of years ago.
I didn't know he did a test over there in Bahrain.
Yeah, he did. And and actually, there was a test that they brought a stock car, and I think it was Fernando Alonso that drove the stock car.
Yeah, with Tony Stewart?
Oh, no, Tony Stewart. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but
and he got a taste of it, and then he's been talking about it, and I know that he did a test at Indy. I don't know if it was some weeks ago.
Yeah.
And apparently he obviously liked it, and he made a commitment. Okay, I'm going to do it. And he's as fortunate for Chip Ganassi to have him, as fortunate for Jimmy to be able to team up with a team that will give him equipment that represents, you know, the very best. And I think, again, the fact that he wants to do only road courses, I think that's interesting. You know, that's a specific challenge for him. And but again, everybody's going to be anxious to see how he does, and that's purely sensational for the sport. That's all I can say.
Yeah, for sure. And it'll be kind of the first time we see an IndyCar or a NASCAR driver kind of swap over to IndyCar. But I kind of had a feeling when I saw him at the Circuit of the Americas this year for the test session that, you know, there was going to be some rumors coming out that he was going to go to IndyCar. And, you know, it's going to be extremely exciting to watch him kind of transition. So to kind of move on, you know, Indianapolis this year, that had to have been a much different experience with no fans and everything, but it had to have been good to be back at the World Center of Racing for the Indianapolis 500 this year.
Well, absolutely. It was good to be back for sure. I mean, it's especially when things remain so uncertain, you know, is it going to happen? First, we're going to have fans and 50% and 25% and no fans. So things were changing by the day, and then is the race going to happen at all? So it did happen, and it was a fabulous race, I think. It went on, you know, it was always entertaining in Indy. For sure, a lot of the spectacle was missing because, I say, for an event like that, half the spectacle is the fans. Believe me, that's the part that's awesome, absolutely awesome for anyone to be able to experience and witness. But like I said, we just have to look ahead. I think it was successful as far as the event itself, no question. But I hope everybody's itching like crazy to get back into those seats next year.
Yeah, I'm definitely planning a trip to go up there. I've never been to that facility. It's always been at the top of the list. What would you say would be your advice for somebody that's kind of new and has never been to the Indianapolis 500?
Go there, man. Believe me, that's it's an amazing event, and you got to be firsthand. Everyone that experienced their first time will always say, "Oh my goodness, I never thought it was going to be like this." It's just the suspense. It's got everything you want. I mean, if you're sitting somewhere around first turn, second turn, there in the first lap to watch those dudes come in, 230 miles an hour, dumping into turn one, you know, to be impressed. I mean, it's something to behold. So, I recommend it highly.
Yeah. So to talk a little bit about the two-seater you got going, you were driving with your son, Michael Andretti, and Marco was right next to you. Was there any sort of debate on who would drive when to start the Indy 500 this year in the two-seater?
Well, no, there was no debate. There's no question. I was not going to give up my drive.
Yeah, it seems like you still enjoy driving that two-seater a lot. Do you ever think about getting out there and going up against everybody in that car?
I thought about asking him to put more fuel in it so I could stay out a few laps. In fact, I think race control sometimes is concerned about that.
Yeah, I think if there's anybody that can do it, though, and still go out there and run with those guys, it's you. And with that two-seater, I got to ride with you at Circuit of the Americas, which kind of happened sort of by chance, but that was probably one of the greatest moments of my life. It's always been a dream. But I wanted to ask you, was there ever any, you've given a lot of celebrities a ride on that two-seater. Was there any favorite that you had that you gave? I know you gave Lady Gaga a ride, you know, a couple of football players.
Well, they're all favorites to me, and especially individuals from other sports, mainly because I think I said this a million times, that our sport is such a non-participant sport that it's hard to be able to explain what the experience is like. And I find that no matter whether it's a fan or someone that's strange the first time in our sport, I think that you come away with a different perspective and a different, maybe even respect for the drivers that are doing this. I welcome so much, you know, the opportunity to give rides like that because most people come away, as I say, with a smile, for one. I hope you did.
Oh, for sure.
And like I said, even Lady Gaga, she was a hoot. I mean, she was so funny and screaming away and enjoying it. But I had, several, basketball players, football players, and on, and again, I'm more than welcome individuals from other sports to experience this.
Yeah, for sure. So I kind of want to ask one more question about IndyCar. What kind of expansions do you see or what kind of new things do you see for the future for this series?
Well, they're talking about some new venues. I know that Nashville was mentioned, but and potentially some more international participation. And that's always, I think, on the table. It'd be interesting to see what Roger Penske, since he's at the helm, what he will be, suggesting. So, like I said, there's so much to look forward to, quite honestly, because I think just about everything is on the table as far as any expansion, these will be all things they're going in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. And it was announced yesterday that California is going to be turned into a short track. Do you think that might be in the plans of IndyCar?
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I'd love to see that, of course. We want to be in. I love, states, especially where the weather, is not a factor no matter what time of the year. So you have a lot of leeway as far as, the scheduling and all that. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mr. Andretti, I want to kind of wrap it up on a little bit of a personal account here, but I have to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. A long time ago, I met you when I was about 8 years old, and I was just as nervous then as I am now, but really and truly to get to talk to you, it's an honor and a privilege. Like I said, I think you're the greatest race car driver to ever live, so thank you so much, Mr. Andretti.
You're very kind. Thank you. Thank you for speaking with me, and I was looking forward to this very much.
Well, I look forward to maybe getting to see you again should an IndyCar, when everything goes back to normal a little bit. I know I'll probably be at Circuit of the Americas, so once again, thank you so much, Mr. Andretti.
Make sure you look me up.
Yeah, for sure. I will make sure to look you up. I appreciate it so much. I send my best to you and Michael and everybody, and just send my best to you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, my friend. Take care.
Take care.